Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday for you. Appreciate you tuning in, listening to this, subscribing at iTunes. As you know, this is the only podcast that covers the Sixers that's with the team every day, and a team that the only, podcast that gives you the unfiltered information about the 76ers 5 days a week. So, you know, continue to come here to get the updated info. Tonight, the Sixers play the Houston Rockets here in Houston. They'll probably have their hands full against James Harden, the point guard of the Rockets, four-time All-Star. Guy's averaging 30 points and a league-leading 13 rebounds. That's strong. But today, you know, I want to talk about the past. I want to talk about the first draft that the Sixers had of the rebuild, so to speak. I want to talk about the 2013 draft. Talk about the players who the Sixers ended up with that draft and how we thought that they were going to be the cornerstones of the franchise and basically what has happened to them and the projections for them moving forward. And in my opinion, I think that was a bad draft, looking back at it. I think that it wasn't initially a bad draft, but I do believe that after the things that happened following that, like, for instance, you know, with the the Sixers traded with the New Orleans Pelicans to acquire Nerlens Noel, who was the Pelicans' sixth overall pick. Now, what the Sixers did is, some people may say, hey, it was a great move, because when they acquired Nerlens Noel, they also got a future first-round pick. We all know after another trade a year later, that person that they received was Dario Saric. So right now you're saying, okay, we got a quality power forward in that. And then they also received Noel, but they had to give up an All-Star in Drew Holiday, right? So we talk, we know about that. Nerlens Noel is a legitimate shot blocker. He's proven that he can be a standout in this league without dominating the ball. He's proven that he is one of the top flight defenders and modern day big men in this league. However, Nerlens Noel is expendable. He's expendable. So when you think of that, you say, when you do something like that, you draft somebody because they're going to be the future of the franchise. When you give up an all-star for them, it's not someone a couple years later who becomes expendable. It's not Nerlens Noel's fault, but however, the Sixers made other moves later on that made him expendable. And that's part of the reason why I believe that that kind of draft, or drafting him right then and there, looking back at it, may not have been a good move for him or the Sixers. Okay, then with the 11th pick of that draft, the Sixers go out there and they pick up Michael Carter Williams. Michael Carter Williams was, you know, a guy who everyone had big hopes for him. He was supposed to be Drew Holiday's replacement. So with that being said, it was like, wow, maybe right now the Sixers got it right. They got the big man, the shot blocker for the future, and they have the point guard for Jrue Holiday. The love affair with Michael Carter Williams didn't last long. The Sixers traded him to the Milwaukee Bucks midway through the following season at the trade deadline. Now, it's funny because he got Rookie of the Year, and then he got traded for what was a protected first-round pick from the Lakers. Well, the Sixers will probably get that pick this year. They didn't get it the last 2 years. They may get it this year. But at the same time, it's one of those things where, you know, you got rid of a Rookie of the Year candidate, and let's face it, he did struggle a little bit, but you're still waiting to see what you're going to get. Now, a lot of people, the fact that they got a first-round pick, they're excited about that. They're excited about that. But, you know, that was 2013. Right now, we're in the start of the 2016-17 pick, and they still don't have that pick. All right. The Sixers had a lot of second-round picks that season. They traded them away, but then they got a guy, Ursuline Kazemi. Ursuline he's listed 6'8", 6'9". He's actually around 6'6", 6'7". You know, he was a power forward at Oregon. He put up solid role-playing numbers. The Sixers looked at him as a rotation forward. The only problem is he didn't have the speed or the skill set to make it in the NBA. So they stashed him overseas for 2 years. And then he petitioned for and received his release from the team. So he's playing overseas now. So when you look at that draft and you look at what has happened, you know, this was supposed to be the building block of the franchise. These were supposed to be three players who say, hey, by this year, they were supposed to be the focal points of the team, the leaders of the team. Nerlens Noel, the team's trying to trade him. So he's not a leader. The team's trying to trade him because of the upcoming drafts after that. They went ahead and they drafted Joel Embiid with the third overall pick the following season. You know, taking the best player available. Then the year after that, the 2015 draft, they go out and draft Jahlil Okafor with the third overall pick. Best player available. So what happens is you have three centers. Now, it seemed okay because no one thought that Joel Embiid would play. Well, I shouldn't say no. There was a lot of people who thought that because of his foot surgery. He had two navicular bone surgeries in back-to-back summers. This is his first season playing. Now, you look at him so far, as long as he's healthy, he's going to be all world. So then you take Nerlens Noel and it's like, let's try to trade him and get something for it. Let's try to trade him. Let's just get something for him. But you're trading away a guy who you traded an all-star away to get. Now, some people may say that Jrue Holiday, you know, he's injured. He's not playing right now because of his wife's health. He's trying to be there with the family. He's been injured since the Sixers traded him away. But, you know, that's out of people's control. No one knew that. The fact is you traded away an all-star for a guy who years later you feel is expendable. But the problem with that is you're not going to get the value you want from because everybody and their mom knows you're trying to get rid of them. So right then and there, you ask yourself, was that a good draft pick? Was that a good draft acquisition? You know, was it? Or were they just throwing stuff against the wall? I mean, because let's face it, you hear over and over and over again that if Nerlens Noel wasn't available, they would have drafted Victor Oladipo. You know, they would have drafted a couple other people. So basically, they just wanted to make a splash and get someone. You know, you may question that, where was the direction? Even Anthony Bennett. If Anthony Bennett was around, he was going to be drafted by the Sixers. Now, they're not going to admit to it, the old regime. They're not going to come out and say that because it doesn't look good. If they could, but can you imagine if they drafted Anthony Bennett? So, again, they get Nerlens Noel, and now he's on a trading block. They draft Michael Carter Williams. They realize that he's not a good fit, and they trade him away. And now we're still waiting to see who his replacement is going to be. Okay, they get Arsalan Kazemi, and they stash him overseas. But the following year, it was like you saw him play in the summer league, and you knew that he wasn't ready to play in the NBA. You just knew it. A great guy, a hard worker, but he just doesn't have that NBA it, so to speak. He's a smaller guy who plays below the basket. You know? So that was part of the problem. That was the problem. And then you look at it now and you have to say, you know, where did the team go moving forward? You know, there's some people asking, like, okay, look at the current president, Brian Colangelo. You know, he was left with all these assets. You know, we're waiting for him to make a move. Come on, Brian, you got to make a move. But when you think about it, was he really left with a lot of assets? What he got is he got a center in Nerlens Noel who's expendable, and he has to trade him. But then at the same time, he knows that no one's going to want to give him equal value for Nerlens Noel. So he's in a tough test. So does he just take something? Does he get rid of him? Or does he just keep the logjam at center, knowing that Nerlens Noel is about to come off the books this year because the team didn't extend his rookie deal? So if he comes off the books and you don't get anything back for him, then people are looking at you like, hey, Brian, how did you let Nerlens walk? And then they're also going to say, hey, Brian, how come we didn't get anything quality in return? Or how come you settled for someone else, a backup power forward for Nerlens Noel, when Sam Hinkie, the former general manager, set everything up for you? Well, it's not as easy as people think. Because everybody and their mom knows that the Sixers are trying to trade Nerlens Noel. Okay. So, you know, then you talk about Carter Williams. We don't know what that draft pick is going to be like. A couple years ago, it would have been great. I mean, if they would have got that draft pick this past season, you know, they would have probably been able to, you know, get the guard that they wanted to get in the year before that, the summer before that. But right now, you don't know. And all we can do is just, like, speculate. Oh, yeah, we're going to get this guy. We're going to get that guy. We don't know. It all depends on what the Los Angeles Lakers do. And then even when you get a draft pick, everyone loves a draft pick until they play their first game. And then they start to see, like, oh, well, maybe this guy has some work to do. Maybe he's not ready. So, you know, it's hard that. But, you know, before I talk about that a little bit more, I know that you guys, you know, are excited about seeing the Sixers play. You know, this tonight will be their second game of a two-game road trip. And then they'll be back Wednesday night against the Washington Wizards. You know, that could be a solid game that they could win. John Wall has been hampered by injuries. Same with Bradley Beal. The Wizards have been struggling mightily because of that. So that could be a great opportunity for the Sixers to pick up a victory. And so I think that maybe you guys, if you want to go to that game, you know, I would check out, go to SeatGeek. You know, go to SeatGeek to see where you could get a ticket. You know, SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being at the game for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's courtside, the club seats, or the upper level. You know, and when you go to that game with, you know, getting your tickets from SeatGeek, you know, you'll see Joel Embiid play. You know, Joel Embiid. And you know, Joel Embiid is the guy who, you know, like I said, the Sixers drafted the next year another center. You know, he replaced Nerlens Noel as the cornerstone, the focal point of the team. It's his team. You know, and so you look at it, here's a guy who was drafted that following year and he missed the next two seasons. So right now, he's basically a rookie because, you know, he hasn't played the previous two seasons. And he's playing on a minutes restriction. He doesn't play on back-to-back nights. So the team is bringing him along slowly. This year, they drafted Ben Simmons, who's going to be the other cornerstone. We all know that Ben Simmons has a Jones fracture in his right foot. And so the team, he has yet to play, and when he comes along, they're bringing him along slowly. So as much as people want to talk about the 2013 draft as being a rebuild, the future doesn't start, or it didn't start until this season. So you can say that the 2013 draft didn't help this team. Not the way that it was supposed to. Nerlens Noel was supposed to be the focal point. He was supposed to be the rim protector to lead this team around. The Sixers were supposed to bring in shooters to help play with them. And Michael Carter Williams was supposed to be the point guard that was going to distribute the lobs, the up-tempo pace that the Sixers wanted. You know, he and Nerlens Noel were AAU teammates growing up in Boston. We were told that they were supposed to bring this pizzazz. Nah, we weren't told that the plan was to use them as assets, to draft Michael Carter Williams with the 11th pick to a couple years later get a higher pick with that. No, we weren't told that. We were told that this was the replacement of Drew Holiday. We weren't told that, hey, they would draft Nerlens Noel, but you know what? Then the next year, the plan was to get a center. Then the year after that, get another center. And then you look at Nerlens and be like, hey, but you know what? We can trade a starter. We could trade him and get a starting maybe wing for him. No. So when you look back at it, it was just a couple of questionable moves that led to the Sixers being in this situation. You know, and as I said before, it's easy to get excited about a draft pick that you don't have because you don't know who it is. All you do is you assume and you think that everything is going to be great, but you don't know that until you actually see the person play. You know, I mean, I'm going to give you an example. Furkan Aldemir. When he came over from Turkey a couple years ago, two seasons ago, everyone thought that he was going to be the rebounding machine. That's what we were told. Look at his stats. We thought he was going to be the guy. We thought he was going to be the man. Then you see him play. A nice guy. Great guy. But you realize that he wasn't NBA material. But everybody had the hopes up high because of, hey, we were told that this was a great acquisition. No. Then you look at Michael Carter Williams. You see that right now that he's traded, and I know that, you know, some people may say, hey, he had to go. He wasn't that good. He was overhyped. You know, this guy is on his third team now playing with the Chicago Bulls, and he's injured. But you look at that, and you say, hey, yeah, it's good that they're going to get a draft pick for him. And then you look at Nerlens Noel and you say, it's good to get a starter for him because this is Joel Embiid's team. But then you ask yourself, why draft him? You look at Anacombo, the Greek freak in Milwaukee, point guard, 6'11 guy. He's a guy who, you know, went later than both of those two. And he's a stud in this league. I mean, you look at, I mean, just name a guy. Pick a guy who went later than both of those two. And they're studs and they're cornerstones in their team. Not Nerlens, not Carter Williams. And I'm not saying that they couldn't be. I think that if the Sixers didn't draft Embiid, if the Sixers didn't draft Jahlil Okafor, Nerlens Noel would be the man here. But right now he's battling Okafor for that backup spot, if he's not traded as well or whatever happens. So you ask yourself, looking back at it, did the Sixers make the right decision in a 2013 draft? And did they make, you know, the right decision afterwards, moving forward? You know, I think the proof is in the pudding. I think that if they had to do it over again, they would have rethinked it, rethought what they did, and probably moved on. Now, I'm here to say it's going to be hard for the Sixers. There's not a lot of people who, you know, either Nerlens Noel, you like them or you don't like them. But it's going to be hard. They better get something of equal value because I believe that Nerlens is going to have a pretty good career in this league. No, he doesn't have the shooting touch of Okafor. He doesn't have the size, the power, and offensive skill set of Embiid. But I believe that he's going to be a great player in this league, and I think teams know that. And I think that teams are just trying to steal him from the Sixers, so to speak. They're not trying to give him what the Sixers want because they know that he's the second or third string center on his team. Although he has starter quality, he could start in this league, he's still the second or third string center, and that's what he's going to get valued as. Sixers are going to get second or third string value for him. They may get a starter, but it's not going to be anyone, you know, you're not going to get like an all-star type starter for Nerlens Noel when teams are saying, yo, he's the second or third string. So, you know, looking back, Brian Colangelo has a tough decision. And, you know, people may say, well, Nerlens doesn't want to be here, this and that. Well, why would you want to be here? You know, you were touted as the franchise player. They treated you like you were like you were Dwight Howard when you first came here, and now you're being asked to come off the bench. So, you know, people can say what they want, but again, I ask you the question, did the Sixers get it right in the 2013 draft? Thank you for listening to Locked On Sixers. I talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great day.